ETL Mobile. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Good afternoon, from WHJDE Mobile.
WHJDE Mobile, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Delta November, also mobile, heading north on 127 toward Lansing right now. Over.
Well, North 127, that means you're south of the 18. Wow. Yeah, we were supposed to have gone there this morning for the testing session, but road conditions up here were too bad. We were right going on West 10, heading towards I-75, heading out of Gladwood, Michigan.
Yeah, copy that. South here, the roads are perfectly clear. I'm going up to visit my dad. He was had some pretty major back surgery this week. They moved him into rehab yesterday. I'm going to go see how he's doing and then go check on the house. Over.
Yeah, very good. So, where actually are you heading there?
I want to say Burton Hills. It's in my phone. I don't recall the name of it off the top of my head, but he's got 21 days of rehab to go there, and then they'll move him into assisted living to keep the rehab going. But, boy, his back was in rough shape. He let it go too long. He got severe spinal stenosis. It got calcified. They ended up, he was in surgery for 6 hours this week. They, ended up using two pair of vertebrae and operated on three of the discs to relieve the tension on his spinal cord, but he had lost the use of his legs all of a sudden, so it was quite the ordeal. Over.
Oh, it definitely sounds it. Actually, first off, how old is he?
He is 77.
If you go to that at that age, I'm 70 now, and I was in Monday for them to do a procedure on the heart. Previous to that, they did full-blown open-heart surgery. And I'm here to tell you, that was a tough recovery.
Yeah, I think any time when it's a major excavation and they actually have to, like, completely open up your body like that and you're, you know, sitting there cut open for hours and hours and hours, it is just brutal to get better. My wife had an abdominal surgery like that, too, and it was months before she was back to normal. Over.
Oh, yeah. I guess they better do that. The chest is just nothing but scars. They've got the vertical incision from the top of the chest down. And then I had to have hernia surgery, so there's a lower abdomen cut. There's three of them. And they had to do an X cut up across where the vertical was. Yeah, when I walk to the beach, people say, what happened to you?
I can only imagine. Where did you say you're broadcasting from? Your copy is very excellent. I'd say it's probably 5.9 or a 9.5. I haven't quite figured out how that convention works yet.
5.9, 59. WJD Mobile, we're just turning from US 10 onto I-75, just outside of Bay City, and we're heading down to Flint.
Oh, you're hitting the repeater in Lansing, no problem whatsoever.
Oh, no, we are hitting the repeater in Guilford. It's over south and east of Bay City a little bit.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if these are wind repeaters or if I'm actually hitting the one in Guilford.
I'm on 145.31. They've got quite a few repeaters linked together. That's why I like this over here. Actually, the 3-1 repeater, I can key up and get into the 3-1 repeater with my walkie-talkie in my backyard, and I live up in the Sugar Springs area north of Gladwood, just south of the Roscommon County line.
These repeaters must be linked. There is no way my radio's got the legs to get it all the way over there. Over.
Yeah, it is linked. Definitely for sure. We're not using much power here. This is a Motorola Radius M1225 mobile radio. It's like 40 channels with 25 watts out, so not that powerful of a radio, and we are using a quarter wave antenna, magnetic antenna on the roof.
Copy that. This is a Radiodity. Well, I don't know the model, but it's a dual band UHF, VHF. I've got it on 20 watts right now. It can go up to 50. I'm using a through the glass trim. It's about 5/8 or 2 meters. And I've heard other people say they haven't been very satisfied with the through the glass antenna, but I have gotten a lot of joy out of this one, I got to say. Over.
Contact.
Very good. Go ahead, contact.
Come again, I got a little bit of bacon on that one.
Yeah, someone was trying to break in the other station. Go ahead.
Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform Golf, Quebec.
Go ahead from WHAD Mobile, cell phone 975.
Thank you, gentlemen. This just came up on my scan. I've just started getting on 2 meters again. I'm in Waterford, just on an HT with a Ringo Ranger. Was wondering where this repeater is located.
We were just discussing that. I am connected to a repeater in Lansing, and this other gentleman is over by I-75 someplace. We're speculating that this must be a Ring network of repeaters.
Okay, I'm
what,
trying
what's
to get
frequency
to the
that you're down there
at
Watford or Clarkston, whatever?
This one and see if they give us any location on it. I'm pretty pleased I'm hitting it. I'm on just a little Baofeng. Well, I guess this one's supposed to be a 10-watt tri-band. Anyway, didn't mean to cut in, but I'll stay off to the side. Name here is Mark, and I'm in Waterford. Call is KA8UGQ. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, what frequency are you on your radio?
Let me check my spreadsheet here. 146780, which, according to the repeater book, I just found it is WHCMN is located in Fenton.
All right, how about the 145.31 that's located kind of like south and east of Bay City? And the other guy's over by Lansing, so yeah, the CMS, the WCMS, CMS system is a linked system. I don't know how many repeaters they have on it right now. I do know that the 3.8 is Flint's linked to it. And I think the 6.2 repeater, the 146.62 is, repeaters also linked at WHAD mobile.
This radio is new enough that I do not know, without a lot of scheduling, how to get it to recall what frequency it's actually on. So I had it up, these computers are all programmed in, so I'm sorry I can't check that right now.
Sorry, I may have doubled with you on that one. I'm looking at the notes here in 6780s in Fenton, 7280s in Lansing, and 5330s in Saginaw. Go ahead.
And my radio is also programmed up, so it says Guilford on it. It doesn't tell you the frequency. You've got to know what the frequency is, but I'm going to be Gladwood. The radio says Gladwood, so it's a nice feature. If you're on the UHF DMR side, it'll automatically find your closest repeater, and that is terrific. You can basically drive for miles and miles and not even have to touch anything but the microphone.
Oh, too cool. Is that a feature of the radio or some other system?
It's just a DMR system. It's a Moto Turbo DMR. When the radios are properly programmed, it will look for the strongest receive signal, and it'll put the radio on the channel. So, you don't have to go hunt for where you're at. I know where I work, we have the DMR in the office. And when I key up on the Moto Turbo system, it automatically goes to the middle of the repeater, but when I'm at home, it sits through a repeater over by Detroit. So it just picks the closest one. That's great.
Yeah, copy that. There's a lot of interesting stuff going on with UHF that I have just begun to wrap my head around. For a while I had a EH2 FT70D HD in this car. It's 5 watts dual band, and I have gotten a lot of joy out of that radio. This is a much less expensive but more powerful unit, and it's got longer legs, but I don't enjoy it as much as I enjoy that little A2HT.
I got one, and then the other guy is talking about the Bullfang tri-band. We have in the car here, we actually have two of the TYT-HT, what is it? I remember the model number. We have the tri-band HDs. And it is so neat because you can go to 220 and 440 and 2 meters. It doesn't matter where you're at. You can usually find the repeater. WHADE.
Copy that. I'm getting to my exit on 127 here, so this is going to be my 73 round. It's good to meet you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful Saturday afternoon, and hopefully we will cross paths again. This is KF8CDN, clear.
Before you go, how long did you get your license?
Since I got my technicians in September and I got my general in November.
Cool, because that might be, well, actually, W8, CPR is driving right along, and her call sign was KF8CDI. Of course, she upgraded the call sign to the new one.
Well, we probably took our exam on the same day then. But I'm in some hairy traffic now, so I really do have to say 73. Good to meet you, folks.
Watch your driver out there. Be careful, 73. He was supposed to take his general test at Wednesday today, but the weather up here, the roads did not correlate to an easy drive down. So, all right, 73 WHADE mobile. We're still on the street.
7-3 safe motoring to the first gentleman, and I'm trying to catch the call on the second one who's still monitoring. Again, this is KAAUGQ. If you could give me your call again, please.
Whiskey 8, Juliet, Delta, Echo. In the passenger seat with Whiskey 8, Charlie, Papa Romeo driving.
Okay, roger that. I'm plugging it in here. So, is this John from Gladwin?
That is correct.
Very good. Roger that name. Here again is Mark. I'm in Waterford. First license was 69. Second one was an 84. Took about 35 years off from the hobby and got back into it last October. Have the HF stuff dialed in, and now I've been starting to play with the little cheapy handy talkies to try and get back onto the 2-meter stuff. So I was just curious, this is a brand new mic I picked up yesterday. Was wondering how the audio is into the repeater. Go ahead.
Well, let's see. Being critical, I would say acceptable. It's not the clearest, but not the worst.
Okay, I just switched over to the internal mic, which reports I got on the last time I tried this experiment with a different one was that the external was abysmal, so I returned it. Just wondering if this is any better. Go ahead.
All right. If we were on HF, I would say it had more perch to it. It's got a lot of high notes, whereas the other one's got a lot of low notes. So, don't know what kind of mics they are. But some instances, the high tone will get the message through better than the low tone mic. So, I don't think it's objectionable. It's there. Like some of the earlier Icon radios had the same kind of audio quality to them.
Okay, that's interesting. I appreciate the report. Last night somebody said basically the opposite, that the external was, the tone was a little bit more trebly on it than the built-in mic. But in either way, as long as it's legible, I may consider keeping the other for the time being at least. Go ahead.
All right, both cams in the vehicle agree that whatever you're on right now sounds better than the first mic. The first mic's got a bit of mushiness to it. I don't know how I sound here because this is a Motorola radio with a Motorola mic, and they usually have their own sound quality to them.
Well, your audio is fine. I just switched back to mic number one, and I heard you give a summary there. I didn't catch it while I was trying to switch things over as far as whether this one or the one I just came off of was the better option, but any input's appreciated, and your audio is solid into the repeater. Go ahead.
Well, I thank you. I personally like the audio of the other microphone. It has more high tones to it. This one here has got more low tones, more bass to it. All right, but the other one, it just sounds, you know, I think it sounds better. And I'll pass the microphone over to CPR so she can make her comment. This is WACPR.
Okay, Roger that.
I think that the other mic you were using sounded much better.
Okay, thank you, both of you, for that. That does confirm that these external mics attached to the HD don't seem to do the job as well as the one that they provide. I was trying to use an outside mic to kind of use it as a base station temporarily, but I think this one's going back as well. So appreciate all your time on the evaluation here, and I will stick with the internal mic.
KDUWB. Yeah, breaking station, go ahead.
Hey everyone, sorry to interrupt. This is KDUWB. Heard you guys talking a little bit doing the different microphone checks, and I personally thought both of them sounds good, but I do think the internal might be the winner though, ultimately.
Well, again, I appreciate that feedback as well. Call here is KAAUGQ. Name is Mark. I'm in Waterford. Go ahead.
Howdy, Mark. My name is John. Call sign KB8SWT. I'm just mobile right now, actually waiting to pick somebody up from work. So I thought I'd just turn on the radio real quick and see what was going on. But like I said, just thought I'd chime in with my two cents for a second.
Again, much appreciated. I'm still getting into some of this have to sort through till I find the optimum setup. Found you here. You're over in the Howell area, just due west of us. I'm going to turn it back over to the other John. I apologize. I don't recall what your call sign is. This is KAAUGQ.
Yeah, Mark, one of the things we usually do when we start playing with radios, and I do have a bit more of an advantage for most people because we have a full, two radio service monitors and a spectrum analyzer that's got audio. So when I'm working on a radio, I listen to what it sounds like coming through the speaker on the service monitor. And both Colleen and myself picked up the CYT-TH350 tri-band. I also got her the external microphone, thinking she could use a mobile. And you cannot hear the difference between the external mic on the TYT and the internal. And I run my TYT with a Heil headset with a box on it. And a lot of people say that the Heil has more bassy tones than the internal mic. So, you know, microphone does make a big difference. Other station, go ahead, WJDE Mobile, southbound I-75, somewhere out here. I think we're coming up into Birch Run.
I thought there was at least four of us, but it might be me as the other station. It's nice to meet everyone. Yeah, the Heil mic and Heil speakers and all that, I love them. I'm running just a Yaesu FTM 6000 with just the stock mic, so hopefully I'm hitting everything and sounding okay. Haven't used this radio too much since I've installed it into my truck.
Well, it definitely sounds good on this end, and I'm just sitting here boxing this one back up to send it over. Or send it back, but anyway, I will let you guys carry on here. I've got to get off to a few things around the house. John near Birch Run, motor safely. If you have the time, at least back in the day, we used to stop into Tony's and get the outrageous BLT, but I've heard it's gone downhill in recent years. And to John and Howell, it was great to meet you. Like I said, we're not too far apart here on M59. And I hope to catch up with you gentlemen again later. So 73 to the group, this is KA8UGQ, clear on your final.
Hi, Mark, 73. Yeah, hopefully we gave you some good input as far as the mic is concerned. Other gentlemen, go ahead. From WHAD Mobile, and we are coming into Birch Run.
73's Mark, you have a great rest of your day. It was nice talking to you. I'm sure that we'll catch each other again sometime. Well, Birch Run, that's quite a range on this repeater, if I'm not mistaken. Kind of new to the repeater world again, so not really sure what the active repeaters are anymore. It used to be Okemos was the main repeater for the Lansing area, from my memory anyway, and that's going back way too long, I feel like, at this point. Yeah, I am, like I said, currently, well, kind of mobile. Right now I'm parked over in Okemos. Right by the Meyer on Grand River. So it's Grand River and Marsh is where I'm at right now.
Contact.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Mark, again, I wanted to jump in because I'm not sure if you caught us on the last go-around with the other gentleman, but evidently this particular repeater network has three different locations, 6780 in Fenton, which is the one that I'm hitting, 7280 in Lansing, and 5330 in Saginaw, which is one I imagine John, who's motoring north, is into. John and Howell is probably in the Fenton machine as well, although possibly into Lansing, but this was all news to me as I was reading up on it, so I just wanted to pass it along. 73 again to the group.
This is KD8SWD, John in Howell, from Howell. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. I'm hitting the Lansing one right now, so I missed the frequency, but that would be the one that I'm currently hitting. And that makes sense given, you know, the large geographic differences between all of us.
I'm on the 145.31. It's southeast of Bay City. And I'm actually in Genesee County now, so eventually I'll be switching over to the 147.38 repeater that's also linked in. And there's also the 146.62 repeater in Lapeer linked in. And I think there's another repeater somewhere else.
I love that. I remember way back a while ago, and I think it's still a thing, there was the linked system that ran all on the west side of the state, all the way up to the UP and then down into Indiana. And that one was a lot of fun for a while. I used to hit the Jackson machine, but now where I'm at in Howell, I can't quite hit it, even when I'm mobile. So haven't played on that in a while, but I think this repeater might be my new go-to, at least this system, because I'm confident I can hit Fenton from where I live.
You probably can, yes. The IRA system, the W8IRA, is the West Coast repeater system. And whenever I program radios up now, I block all the IRA channels right together so that when you're driving and using the IRA system, it puts the repeaters all close together to change. I've done the same thing here with the CMS system where all the repeaters are programmed in a block of channels so that as you're driving along, you just have to push the button to go one or two channels up or one or two down, and you kind of have all of them. Coming into Clio now, WHAD Mobile.
WHAD or JID, I'm sorry if I botched that just then, but this is KD8SWT. Yeah, I need to go through and reprogram my radios to make a little more sense. When I programmed this one, I did it kind of by county, but then I saved everything as the call signs. And I don't know about you, but I certainly can't keep track of about 100 different call signs. So I need to go through and come up with a slightly better naming convention and then a little less chaotic of a grouping. Because the other thing that I kind of did on accident was I didn't do it. I did it more by city instead of county. And then there's, of course, some outliers. So there's really no great organizational anything with the way that I programmed this radio. I also put everything in on accident as a, instead of just a normal PL tone, it was like a receive PL tone as well. So I've got to go through and update all that one of these days. I would say when the weather isn't so cold and wet and rainy, I don't really want to have to pull out a radio from my car when it's snowing and stuff.
Just take the laptop out, plug the cable in, and reprogram it. All right, here's just a suggestion, because this is only what I do. I live up in Gladwin, so Gladwin computer is DLB 818, representative frequency, or you could go 718, depending on how many digits the radio displays. All my split channels are SLT-10, SLT-26, SLT-38. Lapeer is LAP-662. So that way you can look at a glance and you have the immediate city with the frequency right behind it.
Well, I gotta say, I think that's the smartest thing I've heard as far as naming conventions is concerned. I think I'm gonna steal that. yeah, I think that's the new power play there. Yeah, I can definitely just take the laptop out into the truck and program it that way. There's a lot of options, you know. I guess maybe I'm just trying to come up with some weird excuse to not for a minute, but. Now that my options have been presented, there's no stopping me. This is KD8SWD.
Yeah, I'm over the road here to Guilford, but you know, but you've got a limited channel. You don't want to be on that. So my Motorola 1550 mobile. Because it's got a bunch of the county channels that it's better for the channels, and they have them also in the radio channels. Programmed into their own zone. So it'll be like Sheriff, North Fire, South Fire, and individual fire departments. And EMS and stuff like that. Directly down that you get into the stuff like that. So that you can, if I have the zones, I think you're going to go through all the channels looking for something.
Yeah, there's definitely nothing worse than when you know that something's programmed, but you just can't seem to find it. that's been my struggle recently as I go through being more and more mobile, especially out in areas where I haven't quite visited in a while. Alrighty, well, I think you said your name was John over there in the first run area. I'm going to let you go here on your final, so it was great chatting with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a continued better weekend. This is KD8SWT 73.
73 from the UHT mobile. We're now in the Flint area.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Mike November. Monitoring this repeater for a minute. Just trying to see what I can hit in the area. Charlie, Mike, November. Monitoring the repeater, trying to see if anybody's out there. See if I can wake the repeater up.
KE8 ADI for radio check, please. KE8, any available station? KE8, any available station?
Need to give your full call sign.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Zulu, India.
All
right,
it's working.
I appreciate you coming back on that. Just trying out a new antenna, and it's low to the ground right now. I've just got it sitting in a tripod out in the middle of the backyard. But I'm trying to set my base station up, so I'm not having to use my HD all the time. Just wanted to make sure I was at least getting out. I know I was hitting the repeater, but just wanted to get a confirmation on everything. And I appreciate that. How are you doing this evening? KE8 AZI, we're clear.